Another popular reason why people seek guidance from metaphysics and astrology consult or Qimen consult is to get closure on a significant event and or a piece of one's life. So, you know, the ending of any significant event or, you know, something really important like a relationship or a career or a project or a way of thinking, usually it's quite painful. And also for many of us, it's not easy for us to find closure. So I want to talk about this particular topic as well, because for those of you who know the art of date selection, okay, Zak Yan Hong. So recently in my 4-day live training, we talked about one type of day called the closed day, okay. And also in Qimen Dunjian, there is a door called the door of delusion or the door of hiding or the door of closure. So basically, closure is when something meets its finality, right? Something that was once was, now you have to learn to let go. So if you don't let go, there'll be pain and frustration, and sometimes, you know, it's just not a very good feeling. So basically, can metaphysics give us answer to this? The answer is yes. So how do we find closure using metaphysics? Well, there are five ways you could do this. Step number one. Before you actually plot a Qimen chart or a Bazi chart or a Yi Jing or do date selection, before you do all of that, the first thing you want to do is to first take responsibility for your own life. Now, this is so important because before you could even look at charts and empower yourself with the decisions or the information of the chart, if you don't take responsibility, okay, if you don't believe that you could take the action to move forward, you don't want to, right? Let's say you don't want to, you don't take responsibility for that, then, you know, there's no point looking for answers inside any of those charts. Even if you cast, an oracle or you look at the Qimen chart, if you don't have this question, this dialogue with yourself that you're willing to take responsibility to move forward, nothing can change, okay? You gotta be honest with yourself and take responsibility, okay? You gotta take responsibility for this pain, for this anger, for this disappointment. I know it's not caused by you, but it's important that you have to learn to take responsibility for the response you give as a result of these activities. This is the first part. So if you don't clear the path for yourself this way, you will not be able to achieve closure, okay? This is the first step. Now, the second step is this, okay? You gotta allow yourself to feel bad for at least one day, right? Or some small period of time. It's okay to feel bad, to be vulnerable. Because sometimes people say like, yo, you just snap out of it, right? Come on, right? You cannot be down forever. Of course, you can't be down forever, but you at least allow yourself to let it out for one day. So, you know, in amongst all the date selection, amongst those days, a closed day would be great for this, okay? On this day, you allow yourself to be unhappy behind closed doors for one day. But don't keep doing this stuff, right? Don't keep playing victim for long periods of time. Prolong periods of time in a negative feeling or frustration, that will really set you back, okay? It's okay to feel bad, but allow yourself to feel bad only for a very limited amount of time, okay? And then be done with it. But just don't keep doing it, right? And the third thing that you want to do is that you want to study your own charts to gather your strengths, to find your strengths once again. Because over this period of time, you know, that loss or that significant ending to that important relationship or a period of your life, obviously, you know, at that time you're in a downward spiral, it's extremely difficult to snap out of it just like that. So one of the ways to do on the third step is to study your chart to look at what are your strengths. It's just to remind yourself that, hey, you know, besides losses, you also have achievements. You also have wins in your life too, right? So if you don't know your Bazi chart, you don't know achievement, that's fine. Just think about all the previous wins in your life. This is important. You have failures, but you also have a lot of achievements. So think about all those significant events, the winning times. Now, for those of you who know how to use your Bazi, you can look at where you can focus on the positive, your strengths, right? Your list of talents or abilities or gifts or assets. This is important. It's just recognizing it, becoming aware of this. This itself is empowering, okay? And the fourth thing you can do is to gain clarity for or about your future. This is important because what's happened in the past, whatever clashes or whatever significant negative events that happened, that was, if you backtrack, that was in the past. These are just your memories now, okay? It's important that you put all these memories, you know, visually into a bag or a chest and, you know, seal it up, put it aside. You see, you can't just keep going everywhere in your life carrying this big chest or big bag everywhere and then keep referencing whatever is inside. Then you feel gloomy all the time. So you gotta reimagine that, okay, you're not gonna forget these memories because some of it was quite sweet too, right? While a lot of it probably ended abruptly or you're not happy with it, but at least envision putting that into this bag or this chest and then put it aside. You only reference it when you need to, but don't keep referencing it. Now look forward to the future. So for those of you who know how to look at your partner chart, of course you can see, okay, what's in store in the next luck pillar or in the next 1 year, or what's ahead of you, what are the good things to look forward to. There's always, you know, positive and negatives. Don't focus on the bad, focus on what's to expect, right? Listen, if you lost one relationship, don't worry, right? That has a lot of good memories. But in future, how do you know out of 7.5 billion people around the world, not even one person can be good for you? Come on, right? So abundance mentality is important right here, not scarcity. It's like, oh no, I've lost this one thing, now I can't have anything else. No, there are many, many more opportunities ahead. So get clarity on that future. That's very, very important. And the fifth step is to symbolically create a ceremony or a ritual. Now this is very important, yeah? Back in the old days, actually not even old days, nowadays there's still people, right? Let's say there's a loss in the family and they do a ceremony, you know, some form of a spiritual gathering and all that. That sort of, you know, symbolically, it's actually very powerful. Performing a ritual could be a powerful, you know, tool to help you gain closure. Because a ritual is driven by intention and action, okay? It's symbolic enactment, of course. Now, of course, you don't have to do that ritual, spiritual, religion thingy, right? For yourself, it could be just like a simple practice of, you know, taking all those photos or old memories and putting up in a box and sealing it up on a specific day. And if you know date selection, you can use a closed day. If you are using Qimen, you can use a delusion day to put it into a box and symbolically, you know, wrap things up. Like signify a ceremonious ending to something, okay? So basically that, you know, in there could be meaningful objects, items that you use in your world that come to an abrupt end. So retire them, okay? So rituals are not always religious, right? Even in sports, they do that. In a lot of, for us, even in business, sometimes ritual means you do it on like a, basically, you enact something that is significant, right? So you've used it as a significant ending, right? Like someone's, a big sportsman's retirement, for example, is also a big event. So if you retire it, right? Or you do an enactment, a symbolic enactment of ending something, that gives you closure to something. So for those of you who are using date selection, use a closed day for this. It'll be perfect for you to, you know, close the wound once and for all and then move forward. So these are the five ways you can think about and consider doing when, you know, sometimes it comes to an abrupt ending to, you know, a relationship, a career or some significant event in your life. But at least you put it behind and allows you to move forward. I hope you enjoyed watching this video. And if you did, please leave me a comment below and click on the like button, and also tell me what other videos about Chinese metaphysics you would like to hear me talk about. Go ahead and post it in the comment section right here. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my channel and hit the bell icon for notifications every time I launch a new video. Thank you.